Good morning. The time is 8:16. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Erin, and today I have two guests in the studio with me today. I have Zool Bailey, the Artistic Director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Hi, Zool. Thanks so much for being here.
Great to be here again. Thank you.
And I also have Allison Bailey, a violinist, also the sister of Zool. So nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So let's start out by talking a little bit about your history with Sitka and how long you've been a part of the festival. Zool, I understand you've been the artistic director since 2012.
Yes, my first was in 2012. I started transitioning as being the artistic director in 2009 when Paul Rosenthal approached me to be his successor. My first visit was 2007 as an artist. It's been a very special place for me, and it's a place where I look forward to coming every summer, and each summer is longer. We're now living exclusively at Stevenson Hall on Sheldon Jackson campus. And with the rejuvenation of that hall, as we're doing now, we're going to be here year-round. So we're in the 11th hour of this capital campaign to make that building weatherproofed and protected for 12 months a year to represent classical music in all of Alaska. So we're in that amazing time period. So at this point, this summer, I'm here for 7 weeks and doing everything I can do to rejuvenate myself In addition to hosting my friends, hosting concerts, presenting ways that only music can impact a community. And the Mean Queen was one of those last night, which was our first event of the new chapter of this festival, meaning that this summer was also very different. I invited artists to come for 2 weeks at a time, and I begged them to come for 2 weeks at a time because 1 week is not enough in Sitka. The second portion of that month, which started 2 days ago, with the arrival of new artists, was built from my deep history. People that helped me kind of find who I was as a musician. And the primary pillar of that is my sister, who's sitting here for the first time. We've never performed together in public. She's making her debut as a violinist in Anchorage. Anchorage, Alaska. She'll be in Anchorage next. Sitka. As well as, of course, I surrounded her with all of our friends from college. So there's Martin Schur, who was my roommate in college, who's a violist. We went to school together at the Encore School for Strings in Cleveland, Ohio, Hudson, Ohio. Peabody Conservatory of Music as well. Allison went to Peabody Conservatory of Music as well as a violinist. Christian Kohlberg, a wonderful, actually he was a violinist at the time, but now he's the principal violist of the Cincinnati Symphony in Ohio. He's here, best friends with Allison from the 1990s as well. And then we've got Helen Kim, a wonderful violinist who I met right after Peabody, 1994 at the Juilliard School. And we were putting together in a piano trio with her brother. So that was interesting for me to work with other siblings because of my sister's connection with me in the past. And then there's Yulia Gorenman, a pianist who's also here, who was my dorm room mate, hallmate. She was right across the hall from me. And to have this group of people together is like catching a comet by the tail, because the dynamic in the house, the dynamic in rehearsals, the dynamic after hours is something I have not personally felt here yet in Sitka. It's a perfect storm.
It sounds like so much that goes into making a great music festival is thinking about factors and dynamics outside of the music.
Well, I'm very lucky that I know Alaska well, and I know this community very well, and the festival and how it works. And it's really just truly about bringing people together and the power of music and how it becomes, I say this all the time, the soundtrack to how we feel in any given day. And with the weather the way it's been and the moodiness of yesterday, which is very unique with all of the clouds that were coming in towards the end. And what is today, the summer solstice? Very great time to have him be here to celebrate all of that. So, yeah.
And Allison, you played last night. What was that like?
Oh, that was very much fun. That venue was a lot of fun, and that was our first go with our friends and our repertoire, and it was just a warm, wonderful place to play.
It's new for musicians, and I have to say this, that I put them in very unique situations. Concert performers like them are used to being in these kind of exalted places that are everyone, the rules are very stiff on how music is presented. And I tried, when I put together the formula for this festival, to break outside that box, to take people into libraries, into hospitals, to community centers. In this case, the Mean Queen, an amazing restaurant, a wonderful host, has a venue downstairs that really does, it works for any kind of music, amplified as well as classical. And so we started this series a couple of years ago there. And this summer, we're presenting all four of our cafe concerts there. And what's nice about it for Allison and the other musicians is that they can work together for the first time in this new music that they've been preparing in a situation that's really comfortable and casual, and people are relaxed. And that's what I loved watching myself, is that I could see the kind of unknowns melt away. So then when they walk on stage on Friday, or today at Box Lunch, Friday and Saturday as well at Centennial, they're ready to go and comfortable at all levels.
Yeah, it was more like a dinner party and casual and fun.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a good way to start. And Zul, you had talked a little bit about what you are doing differently personally during this festival. Could you share a little bit about that?
Well, there's only been one summer that I didn't take care of myself personally, and that was last summer, and it was very disturbing for me, because Sitka for me is a rejuvenation, is a detoxification, going for walks in Totem Park, going for jogs, taking people up into to hike. So this summer I decided that I was going to get an amazing trainer that was recommended all over town, Sue Conrad at the Hames Center. She forces me to go to the gym at 7 o'clock every morning, except for, of course, this morning. She works me out, throws medicine balls at me, and then tells me where I have to go hike and go running around. She is helping me to become healthy inside and out. In addition, we've climbed the volcano already, Mount Edgecombe. I did that this past week. I did Verstovia. We're going to do Harbor Mountain soon. Of course, I told you Totem Park. We've gone fishing already. The most important thing is that there's a balance that, you know, music is this wonderful, entertaining thing, but there's so much work and labor behind the scenes to make sure it is the way it is. And there has to be some release physically after that, whether it just be a nice walk on the beach to get perspective, because a lot of the preparation of this music is done privately with no one around.
And Allison, do you have ways that you like to take care of yourself or maintain balance outside of performing?
Well, I try to eat well, just to keep that part in check. And especially here, the walking, just walking around and thinking, with or without AirPods in my ears, just a peaceful walk works for me. Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, we're about halfway through the music festival. What do people have to look forward to?
Well, first of all, the people themselves, the musicians, as I described, I cannot wait. And even last night was wonderful to witness, because it was in a social setting. Today's Box Lunch. It features myself and Susan Reed. We're going to perform a very unusually, rarely performed work. Well, it's a Bach cello suite, but Robert Schumann, the great composer, wrote a piano part to it. It's usually a solo Bach cello performance. Most people have never heard this rendition of it. And then after that, we're going to perform the Schumann Cello Concerto with cello and piano. He had originally wanted this piece to be a concert piece, a small scale piece, kind of chamber music-esque, and his wife really forced him to write a larger scale work for cello and orchestra. But we're going to make it an intimate affair today at Allen Hall Odessa Theater at noon, or 12:15. So that's today. That's going to be really interesting to hear how Bach admired and was a part of Bach. Schumann was admired and was a part of Bach's world, and then, of course, Schumann in his own world. In his own language, his cello concerto. Tomorrow, the big concerts in at Centennial Hall start, and we're going to have a solo cello piece by Kartonov, the Brahms Viola Trio, which is actually not the Brahms Viola Trio. He wrote it for clarinet trio, but he also transcribed it and arranged it for the viola to be able to take the clarinet part. So I don't know if that's ever been done here before. And it sounds terrific with Yulia Gornman, Christian Kohlberg, and myself playing it. And then the Mozart Viola Quintet will be I'm sorry, this is Saturday's concert I'm talking about right now. I'm totally confusing myself. But that'll be the exclamation point on the week, that the Mozart, Brahms, and Kartonov. Friday will be another epic adventure of part one, book one of the Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier. And Yulia Gorman will be presenting that to us. A lot of familiar miniatures, small pieces that Bach wrote, but a lot of them. About 45 to 50 minutes of music, which is only half of book one, and she'll do the rest of that next week. And the second half will be one of Mozart's great works, the Divertimento for String Trio.
Well, we unfortunately are out of time, but Zuhl, Allison, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today. I was thinking we could close out this interview by giving listeners a little taste of what is coming up during today's concert at 12:15 at Allen Hall. There will be Zuhl Bailey and pianist Susan Reed will be playing Bach and Schumann. And we're going to close out by hearing a portion of Schumann's Cello Concerto in A minor, its first movement. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Pleasure.
Thank you.